Blog Talk Radio.
Confrontation with a woman who thought she could park in a crosswalk and block traffic with her big SUV, and you'll see this up on the web. She is alleged, and she claims she didn't, damage a tire on a vehicle that someone was driving. And when he asked her for his insurance, she refused, tried to drive off, and the driver of the vehicle that where the tire was damaged, we believe that the stem is damaged, among other things. Anyway, person fell down, knocked down once, fell down second time, and of course all these people are running their mouths. But anyway, there was video taken of this arrogant woman, and she gave the police an address. It's supposed to be residence address, but it turns out to be something else. So we'll put this up because it appears she lied to the police. So we'll, and of course this whole incident and her arrogance. And so this is what goes on the streets of California, that we have bicyclists running down people. There's another case which I'm involved in where a guy, and it's up on the web, where this crazed bicyclist runs down this senior citizen. We have bullying on the road of people seem to think that they can drive expensive vehicles that are leased. They don't own them, that they have special rights, privileges, and exemptions, and we don't buy that and never have. So this is part of the age of arrogance we apparently are living in, and maybe we all need a good depression and have these arrogant people stand in soup lines and learn a good dose of humility daily. So we'll get on to the birthdays today. Great Union Admiral David Porter at the Battle of Mobile during the Civil War. He was one of two admirals. Admiral David Farragut was the other one. Farragut was born on a Spanish island. But David Porter said when he sailed in to do battle, I believe it was Mobile, Alabama, he says, "Full speed ahead and damn the torpedoes." We've heard that before with other great admirals. A great architect born today, Frank Lloyd Wright. The last project that he did was in Marin County of the Civic Center. And, of course, he did projects, the Robie House at the University of Chicago area. A U.S. Supreme Court, Associate U.S. Supreme Court Justice from Colorado, a Deputy Attorney General in the Kennedy administration, Byron Wizard White. He was a football star at Colorado. We had Robert Preston, the Music Man, you know. great, he has a great deep voice, great actor. Alexis Smith, a Canadian, another Canadian actor, born in British Columbia. She was in the film Cole Porter, and of course Cole Porter, she played Cole Porter's wife, who was reportedly a lesbian, and Cole Porter was gay, but he didn't like blacks, and he was mad at Monty Woolley, who was a sidekick, because Monty liked seafood, as they say. And Cole Porter was one of the greatest American composers. His grandfather wanted him to go to Yale Law School. He didn't want to go. And this is another example of somebody who realizes that law is not the alpha and the omega, and you can be more creative and contribute more to society if you do what you want to do. In this case, he wanted to become a composer, and he was a great one. And it was anything goes. Joan Rivers, a brassy voiced comedian, although she's gone off the deep end with some of her political statements later today. Nancy Sinatra, whose boots are made for walking, the oldest child of the late Frank Sinatra. Boss Skaggs, born today. Great pianist, Emmanuel X. Among the deaths today, the great Thomas Paine, who wrote Common Sense. Boy, do we need it now. Another great actor, Robert Taylor, died today. He's not related to Elizabeth Taylor. Among the events today, we had Italy invaded by Attila the Hun. Even the Pope was afraid of him. I think the Pope met him at the gates of Rome and backed him off. Also, a lot of controversy. This is probably the most controversial religion in the history of the world. Islam was founded today. In 1786, can you believe this? The first commercial ice cream was made. And another Canadian, Noah Cushing, patented the washing machine. He was from Quebec, Canada. In 1861, Tennessee voted to secede from the Union, but it was Andrew Johnson who kept Tennessee in the Union. And for his reward, he replaced Hannibal Hamlin on the vice presidential end of the Lincoln ticket. And, of course, when Lincoln was assassinated, Andrew Johnson from Tennessee succeeded him one term, and then he later came back to Congress as a U.S. senator. Great movie called, I have a clip of it in the archives. We'll play it one of these days. 1948, John Rutter became the first black to be commissioned a United States Marine. And in 1953, the U.S. Supreme Court, or SCOTUS, ruled that segregated lunch counters in Washington, D.C. were illegal. Now, among the things that we're talking about, but since this is a short one today, 15 minutes, because I have to take care of this minor injury, Huffington Post has speculated that the Canadian Luca Magnotta, or the Canadian cannibal, there was a connection, or maybe a connection, to San Francisco. We did have, in May of 1997, a glory hole S&M party and simulated cannibalism at an address here in San Francisco, where some of the top city officials attended a birthday party for a guy named Jack Davis, a homosexual activist. And there was glory holes constructed for people could masturbate. We don't know all who did it. There were lesbians there trying to figure out how to use a glory hole. And the glory hole is the hole cut in the sit-down partition of a toilet, men's toilet. But I don't know what goes on in women's toilets. And guys stick their junk through there, and someone on the other side may fellate them or whatever. And, of course, once when this happened, someone took a protractor and stabbed the guy in the most sensitive part of that junk, and the guy got stuck in the glory hole, and until the guy pulled out the protractor. But that taught that guy a lesson. But it's very disgusting that you can't even have privacy in a public toilet without these perverts running the place. And of course, in San Francisco, the most notorious glory hole place was believed to be a Macy's toilet downtown, Macy's department store. But at this glory hole party, there was simulated cannibalism. A guy carved a pentangle into another man's back and then offered pieces of flesh to the party goers. There was also sodomy with a bottle, either a champagne bottle or a whiskey bottle. And all these things have occurred, except for the glory holes, have occurred in the Canadian cannibal case in Montreal, except that he did reportedly eat flesh and also had what appears to be anal sex with a corpse. We have a very expurgated version of what of that video we were given, and we cut it down some more because it's just too revolting. But it just gives you a sense of what these people do. And unfortunately, a lot of this is in places like San Francisco and other parts of the United States. Local governments have been conned into funding some of these activities under the guise that it's gay rights, gay lesbian rights, and children need to see it and all of that. And some of these people who promote this stuff are actually on the public payroll. We had that here in San Francisco with one district attorney named Hallinan hired these people. And of course, they're engaged in that sort of thing and in pedophilia. Also, if you get, I'm advising people, first of all, if you're a senior, that if you bring your car into a mechanic, ask him if he'll give you a senior discount. One such mechanic gives 20% off of the bill. So ask and expect to receive. Don't ask and you won't receive. The other thing is, if it's advisable, more and more insurance companies and advisors advising people to carry cameras, and this is what we do because we're videographers also. And you can see some of our work at amicusveritas.org, AmicusVeritas on YouTube, excuse me. So protect yourself in auto accidents. I always carry two, but carry and a cell phone. Carry that type of equipment because you need to document if you get in an accident. And people will lie. So-called witnesses will make mistakes. They don't see the whole of an accident, and they come onto the scene like something that happened this afternoon. So be prepared. Ignorance is not bliss. What you don't know can hurt, harm, and cost you. So we'll be back Monday, and we will have that interview excerpt with General Philip Berrigan, the guy who handled the Mulberry Bridges at Normandy and some of the other things that he did. Great. He's not remembered, and he should be. And we're going to end now with our theme, Politics and Poker.
Say, Ben, want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the clown?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet out.
Politics and poker, shuffle up and cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, what to bet,
where to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrace.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your mind.
I'll fold.
I'll fold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're blind.
put your money where your mouth is.
Say, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Pride, I hope when you think of it, I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
Well, we'll be back Monday, June 11th. And also coming up this month is the anniversary of the Night of the Long Knives. It's very relevant to what goes on today with the gay homosexual agenda in the military and in government. This is Peter Paul Brazola. Good night. And we'll have a half an hour show Monday.